Many thousands of Australians have kicked off a global day of strikes and protests demanding more action on climate change. Tens of thousands have gathered around the country, spurred to action by the Swedish schoolgirl activist Greta Thunberg and led often by students. In capital cities and in regional towns, individuals and businesses have heeded the call to send a global message ahead of a United Nations climate summit in New York, aware that average global temperatures have increased by a degree centigrade over the past half century. A common lament for student activists has been that while they are encouraged to study science, they watch adults in power failing to act on science. Australia's universities committed not to penalise students skipping classes today. Schools had varying responses to the strike, while some companies openly encouraged participation by workers. Here's what the protests sounded like today for young and old.
The youth are rising, no more compromising. The youth are rising.
Climate change is such an important issue, and it's, you know, it's not a political issue, it's not a partisan issue, it's a moral issue. And it's been really great to work with young people and get this event together.
I'm here because we need to stop it now. We're running out of time to sort this mess out, and it's all going by too fast. If we don't fix it, then no one will, and it just needs to be stopped.
We shouldn't be here. We should be in school, and we should be learning about the future, but there's really no point in going to school if there is no future.
Why is it important you're here today?
I'm here to tell the government that climate change is real and they need to do something about it.
I'm Jessica and I'm in grade 6.
And why are you here today, Jess?
I'm here because I also feel very strongly about climate change. I feel quite strongly about it because when I'm older, the world can just get worse if it continues like this.
In terms of like the environment or animals, what are you worried about is going to happen when you get older and maybe potentially kids get older as well?
Well, I think so many more of our beautiful Australian native wildlife will die out because they're not really used to this climate, and even just ordinary animals all over the world will die out, which is really sad.
I've come down because I see the dire situation our planet's in, and I feel like it's everyone's responsibility to do as much as they can to help out, because it affects everyone, whether you're a farmer, whether you're just someone living in the city. It affects everyone on all sorts of scales.
I've always been a big believer in the science, and as the years have rolled on, I just feel like stronger action needs to be taken, and I guess I really want to support or create a space for young people to be able to, in this area, to be able to speak up.
So I think that it's important to strike school especially because it shows more of a message. It gets more attention because we're missing something that's supposed to be so important to us as the youth, and to show, you know, our support for something that is so relevant to us as the younger generations who are taking over the big positions soon, like we're becoming the politicians and the people in charge.
We're here protesting against climate change.
Why is that so important?
Because it's our future and we need to stand up for it and show everyone what we've got to live for. It's like the politicians have lived for like 50 years or whatever, and it's predicted by, like, we have 11 years to stop this crisis. By that time, I'm only going to be about 23.
Some of the sounds and voices from today's climate action protests around the country. Victoria Pengilly pulled that together for us.